Okay, today is Daf Tes Zion, 16. We're on Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are by the on the last line, actually. Here we go. The Amar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina said, Lama nismecha ohalim lanachalim. Why are ohalim mentioned next to Nechalim? What does that mean? Dichtiv, it says, this is one of the things that Bilam said. It says, Ki Nechalim Netayu Kiganos, like streams planted by the garden, Ale Nahar Ka'ahalim Nata. Ahalim can mean two things. It can mean a tent, or it can mean aloe. So what's going on here with this pasuk? So, lo malacha, ma nechalim, just like nechalim, just like a stream, malin et ha'adam, mitoma l'tahira, a stream can raise you from tuma to tahira, right? If you're tameh, you go into the mikvah, you can become tahar. So too, af ohalim, doesn't mean aloe, it means the ohel of Torah is ma'alin, can raise you et ha'adam, mikaf chova l'kaschos. And the Sif Sechacham says something remarkable. He says, just like, no matter how tameh you are, Gesundheit, no matter how tameh you are, the mikvah can help you, makes you tahar. So too, no matter how big you are, Torah can help you. You hear that part? Okay. Next, Hakare Lamafrei Lo Yatza. If somebody reads the Torah backwards, does somebody read Shema backwards? Is that Yotze? It doesn't mean you read each pasuk backwards. That's gibberish. What it means is, you read the parashas backwards. No, you're going to read backwards like people can say the ABC backwards. That's gibberish. It doesn't mean that. It means that you read the parashas out of order, or you took them out of order. So, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi have a katrin le ginana le Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were busy making the chuppah for Rabbi Elazar. Amalahu, so he said, ad dahachi vahachi, while you guys are busy with that, Ezel, let me go. The Eshma Mil said the Ben Midrasha. Let me go hear something from the Beis Medrash. The I see the Eim Alachol. Go back and tell you guys what's going on there in the Beis Medrash. Azal he went. Ashkechei Latana. He found they were learning. The Ketani Kamei Rabbi Yochanan in front of Yochanan. It says Kara Vita'a. If somebody's reading Shema, Vita'a, and he's half asleep, and he wakes up in the middle. Where am I up to in Shema over here? Where am I up to? So the Eini Yadei Lehechan Ta'a. You don't know where you're up to. So, be'emtah perek, if you realize you're in the middle of a perek, yachzal l'rosh, you go back to the beginning. Bein perek l'perek, yachzal l'perek rishon, you go back to the first perek. And what's the chiddush in that? What should be the din? You don't have to go back. Like, what? I don't understand this whole gemara here. What's the chiddush?
You can get the
start over
by the beginning.
The beginning of Shema, you don't have to go back to the beginning, you have to go back to where you realize your mistake. You need a Gemara for that? It's such a funny Gemara.
No,
you don't. Oh, big C. Fine. How about this one? Big C will Uksiva, right? Shema has the word Uksavtem, and Vahayi in Shema has the word Uksavtem. So Big C will Uksiva. You realize you're saying that puzzle. Where am I up to even? Which C am I up to? You don't know. You forgot. You're spacing out.
It happens.
How much Uksiva Rishona? You go back to the first ksiva. What should the halacha be? Like, what, I need the gemara for that, right? So listen to this one. The Chuan Amayas, the Taz says, well, how come the gemara doesn't say what about you up to the uksharitem and you don't know which uksharitem you're up to? How come the gemara doesn't say that? So the Taz gives two answers. First of all, they're not the same word. One is ukshartom and one is ukshartem. You hear that? So how can anybody make that mistake? And second of all, they have different trup. Uksavtam, the same spelling and the same trup. Ukshartam is different trup. You hear that? And it's one's ukshartam, one's ukshartam. Nobody's going to make that mistake. What about b'shiftecha uvesecha, which also appears in both? The Gemara doesn't bother with that. So the Taz says, because b'shiftecha uvesecha in Shema, in the parsha of the first parsha, it's in the beginning of the parsha. Already in the beginning of the parsha, he fell asleep. Even the first three psukim, he fell asleep. That's unlikely. So therefore, that's not going to happen. Oops. Exact already to the end, that already could happen. That's why the Gemara doesn't mention about those. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shanu el shalal patach b'laman yirbu yimeichem. This is all good if you didn't start l'man yirbu. Avol patach l'man yirbu yimeichem. But if you already got to l'man yirbu yimeichem, so sirchei nakad v'ati. Then you're davening. You're like a robot. At least you know that you got past two parshas. You're already in l'man yirbu. V'amalehu. And they said back to him, Amrulei ilu lo. I'm sorry, Asav Amalehu. So he came and told them that they're busy with his wedding and he went to go learn. He told them, this is what I learned. So Amrulei, they told him back, ilu lo bana el shmo darvazet dayenu. Had we only come to listen to that vart, dayenu. What exactly does that mean? Had we only come, we didn't come to listen to any vart. We came to, had we, in other words, to shevach. Unbelievable that we heard such a vart like that. Okay, very good. Next Mishnah. Ha'umnin, a worker, that Korin Barosha Elon, if he's on the top of a tree, right, these guys are in the tree, and they're harvesting for an owner. They're harvesting for an owner. So Ha'umnin, a worker, Korin Barosha Elon, he can read Shema up in the tree. U'Barosha Nidbach, or on some kind of platform. Masha'ein Rishayin Lazos Kain B'Tfila. When it comes to davening, that you can't do. That you can't do. Why can't you do that? So why can you even read Shema up there? So the answer is, because the only part of Shema, look at Rashi. Rashi says, because when it comes to Rashi, the last Rashi of the Mishnah, Rashi says, Ditzluzei Rachmanihi, davening the tzlutzei rachmihi, davening is rachamim. Uboy kavana, nidi kavana. So don't you need kavana for shema also? So we'll explain that in a minute. Hilchach, ein mispalim barosha ilan barosha nidbach. You can't daven up in a tree. Why? The metafsei dilmanafli. You're gonna be afraid. Maybe you're gonna fall. The ein yachalamo cham el aydei adchak. Umachas biisutz lo matzi mechavne. And because you're afraid you're gonna fall, you're not gonna have proper kavana. So what about shema? So the rachman, the rishon, everyone says it's only one pasuk really. So for one pasuk, you have kavanah for one pasuk. For Shema Yisrael, you have a kavanah. You can do that. The real nils are a little different. He says, Shema, the kavanah of Shema is, I have to have kavanah that I'm saying these words. Davening is a whole different world. A whole davening is, I'm davening to Hashem because I need things. It's a whole different type of kavanah, different quality of kavanah. So just to know you're saying the words, which is Shema, all you need to do, you have to know what the words mean. I know what these words are. I'm accepting upon myself the yoke of heaven. Good. You don't have to, don't have more than that. When it comes to davening, it's a whole different thing. Davening for kavanah, yeah, not the kavanah. It's real. It's really for you. That's a little bit what you asked me earlier in the week. What's the difference between Shema and Shema? One's Doraisa, one's Rabbanan. True. Shema's Doraisa. And we're letting him do that in a tree. It's Doraisa. It should be so much more. Because the answer is all you need to have is kavanah that you're saying the words. That's all you need. Shemone Esrei, yeah, it's Durabanan. Right? The words of Shemone Esrei are Durabanan. But it's a whole different quality. It's all about you davening for yourself. How can you do that up in a tree when you're skinned, you're going to fall? You can't do such a thing. It's very different. Mm-hmm. Next. Chasan Pater mi Kriya Shema Laila Rishona. A Chasan is Pater from Kriya Shema the first night. And not only that, the Admatz Shabbos Im Lo Asa Maita. Assuming they got married on a Wednesday, right? So if Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, till Matzah Shabbos, im lo asa maitha, if he still hasn't consummated the marriage. Why is a chasan patur from Kriyat Shema? So there are three answers. Rashi says, very simply, because he's thinking about his wife, he's not going to have kavanah. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam says, because you're afraid, maybe she's not going to be a besula. You hear this?
It's the same thing, he's thinking about it.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of thinking about it.
Okay.
And the Rabbeinu Yonah says you're afraid that maybe you're a Khrushchevka. Maybe something wrong with you. Like you would have stomach never with a woman before. Maybe you're worried about you. Forget her. You're worried about yourself. So for these three reasons, you pass from Kriya Shema.
Yeah, but now there's a stira because
yeah,
the Allah is the only need for kavana for the first sentence.
And even that you can't have. So we're gonna see. Umayitzer Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story with Rabbi Gamliel. Shenasa Isha. By the way, the halacha b'zman hazeh is you say Kriya Shema Achasim. Because first of all, nobody has kavanah anyway, right? What's the difference to you and anyone else? And it's a whole different world. We'll see in a minute. Ma'aser Rabbi Gamliel. But they said today, we'll see on the base. Shinasa Isha, he got married. But Karol Ayla Rishona. He said Kriyashma the first night. Amrulo, Talmidav, the Sabina Lamadatena Rabbeinu, Shachasim Patim Kriyashma. Isn't a Chasim Patim from Kriyashma? What are you doing? So Amrulahem, Eni Shemei Alechem Levatam Macha Shemayim Fil Shachas. I'm not going to even be Vatal O Macha Shemayim, not even for a minute. I can't, like Marcel said, I can't have Kavanah for 1 minute. I can do that. Look at Tosfos, the third Tosfos, Maisa. Lav Maisa Lister Hu. This doesn't contradict the Halacha. We just said a minute ago, and here he goes, doesn't contradict. Kamash Malon, Im Godol Hu, Ubatuach Ba'atmo Shiyacholis. You can have kavanah. Who roy little as Hashem, and you're the type of person that it would be very shocking if you didn't say harshut piyuta. You're allowed to, right? You're allowed to.
Not isur to say it.
Not isur to say it. No, we're gonna see it on the base. It might be a show off. It's bezman hazeh. They say like that. You're at the wedding, the chassan's tish, and they call. Okay, we're gonna daven ma'ariv. The chassan, I'm not davening ma'ariv. I'm torud. You do that, you're a show off. All of a sudden, you're torud, right? You can't have Myrav. Right? Okay? Says the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan. Back to the story. Karin Barosha Elon, Barosha Nidbach. A worker can dive in Myrav, Shema, up in a tree, up on some kind of platform. Umutspalin, Barosh Hazai, to Barosh Hatayna. But in an olive tree, or in a fig tree, right? Tain is a fig? Yeah. Or in a fig tree, they can daven. You can't even daven. Why? Because those trees are very, very wide. And you have a spot in that tree, you're not going to fall. So that's not a problem. Right? Vishar kol ilanos, any other tree, yardin lamata lo mispalin. You have to go down and daven. Now, ubalabayas, what about the owner? It's a benkach ubenkach yard lamata mispalo. He has to go down no matter what. He's not under time constraints. He's not getting a paycheck from the worker. He's not getting a paycheck. His time is not so valuable. He's a different third. He has no heter. The workers, mamash, every penny, every minute's counted. So for them, we make a kula, they can daven up in a tree. They can say, Shma. Why is the Baal Bayis doing that? He has no heter for that. Now, Rami Le Rav Murray, Bra, the Bas Shmuel, Larava. Rav Murray, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, asked Rava. Kind of funny way he's had to say his name. So look at Rashi.
Says,
why don't you just say that? Who is his father? Rav Murray, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. What kind of name is that? So says Rashi. Bekama Mekomos, right, this name comes up many times. This is the first time in the new cycle that we'll say, that he came up. So Rashi says, Rashi knew that. Right, Bekama Mekomos. That's a raya that Rashi knew that Yomi, right? Bekama Mekomos, Karele Bar Rachel. Many times he's called the son of Rachel. Who's Rachel? Rachel was Shmuel's daughter. Shmuel had a daughter named Rachel. This is Rachel's son, Rav Murray. What about Murray? What about the husband? What about the husband? Where's the husband? So, Ubas Shmuel Haitha, it was Shmuel's daughter. Vinish Beit Lebeina Adam. She was captured among Goyim. Kedamar Beksuvis. Uba Aleha Echad. One of the captors raped her, basically. Right? Vinitz Abra Haimenu, she became pregnant. V'achakach Nizgaira. Then the guy became a gear. Ushma Isser. His name was Isser. Isser Giyarva. Isser the gear. We're going to call this guy Murray, Rav Murray, the son of the guy who raped her, and then because he had to become a gear. Kedamar B'Vavasra, Rav Murray Bray, Harasa Shloba Kudushasa Haisa. His conception was not the Kedusha. He was a guy at the time. I mean, I say rape because I just can't imagine she would consent to that. Can't imagine Shmuel's daughter consented to that. Right? I just can't imagine. Lekach, lohay nikra al shem aviv. Therefore, we don't associate him with the father because the conception was not the Kedusha. Yes, afterwards he became a ger. That's fantastic. But at that time, it wasn't a ger. So we say it this way. The daughter, the son of the daughter of Shmuel.
Gear MS, he had motivation to be right?
Maybe he was a Gear MS. The Gemara assumes he was a Gear MS.
No, he was born.
No, he's curious if the guy was a
Gear MS. I would imagine he is. I would imagine he is. Why should I say not?
There is no other type of Gear.
What do you mean? When college guys see some Friday night candles, it becomes a Gear.
No,
that didn't happen here.
No, it doesn't.
What?
It does because, not according to the halacha.
What do you mean? It's the best type of Gear. A guy's, you know, in a college campus, and he sees some Jews, and he gets interested, and no girls. He just gets interested, and he gets turned on, and he becomes a Jew. I know somebody like that. What? Also, when the woman involved, is a different story. So, I don't know why he became a ger. It's irrelevant, exactly. Anyway, this is he asked the question. Tanan, our Mishnah said, Ha'omnin, Karin, Barosha, Ilan, Barosha, Nidbach. A worker can read on top of a tree or on top of a platform. Al malo bai kavana. So you don't need kavana, really. You don't really need kavana. Viramini. Hakori is shema. If somebody recites shema, tzarek sheyechav in his libo. You have to have kavana. Shenei emar shema Yisrael, lahalan u'omer, haskeith u'shema Yisrael, ma lahalan haskeith. Get hold of yourself. Right, get hold of yourself. Right? Afkan haskeith. Se'ishtik. Amalei. He didn't. Robert didn't have an answer for that. So I'm a lay. Right. So we say it's a lachila. Right. In other words, you up on a tree, you can say shema. Where's the kavana? So Robert said that's a good question.
Why is that a lachila?
You need kavana. What? You're on a tree. You know.
Right. So that's his question. Is that true? That's his question. Is that even true? So even a tree and the worker and the boss. So what do you do? What? No. So he's telling Robert, I don't understand. So Robert said it's a good question. Ishtak, it's a good question. Amalei, midi shmiel achba? Did you hear it answer? So Amalei, yeah. Hachi amar Rav Sheshes. Here's what Rav Sheshes said. That's right. Josh's point. V'hu shebetelim in malachlim v'korin. You stop working. You stop working. You can't continue working. You stop working for a few minutes, say shema, and go back to work. So the cool is, you don't have to climb down the tree. That'll take 20 minutes. You don't even have to do that. But you can't work. You can't work in the middle. V'atanya, Basil said you could work while you're saying Shema. Basil said that. So no, Kasha. Have a Perek Rishon, have a Perek Sheni. By Perek Rishon, you cannot do that. Perek Rishon, you have to have Kavana. By Perek Sheni, you can do that. Then already the Drabanan, then already Hill was more Makil. While you're working, right, while you're picking the cherries, you can say Shema. That's okay.
Whistle while you work.
Yes. Tan Rabanan. Hapolim, workers, Shayosim Malacha Eitz Balabayas, for workers by a Balabayas, so Korin Kriyashma, Umuvarchin Lefaneha Ula Achareha, make the brachos before and after. I'm sorry, that's the brachos before and after is on food. Right? No, on Kriyashma, I'm sorry, Kriyashma. V'ochlin pita, and they can eat bread. U'mavarchin lefaneha u'la achareha. And they make a bracha before the bread, then they bench. U'mespalin tefilah shal shmona esrei. They can say shmona esrei. Aval ein yardin lefnei ateva. But they don't have a minion. They don't have a shlech tzibur. That they don't have. They're all up in the tree. So they're all eating together. They're all bent. They all washed. They all bent. They all shmona esrei. V'enosin kapeyen. And they don't duchin. Right? Ay v'atanya me'ein yudches. We have a different vart. Where the Brisa says they can't dive in a full Shmoneh Esrei, they have to dive in a bridge Shmoneh Esrei. So Rav Sheshes lo kasha. Ha, when we said that they can dive in a full Shmoneh Esrei, that's Rabbi Gamliel. Ha, and when we said dive in a bridge Shmoneh Esrei, that's Rabbi Yeshua. That who allows a bridge Shmoneh Esrei. See Rabbi Yeshua, my ear you call him. I feel the call of the Nami. And why only a Paul? Anybody? Why can't anybody dive in a bridge Shmoneh Esrei? So Ella, you're right. L-E-D-V-D, Rabbi Gamliel. Really, they're both Rabbi Gamliel. Who what? Who allows a full Shmoneh Esrei. So how come over here there's a distinction? Sometimes a full Shmoneh Esrei, sometimes partial Shmoneh Esrei. Here's the story. Lo kasha. Kan, when we say that you daven on a bridge Shmoneh Esrei, ba'osin b'scharon, when you get a salary. When you get a salary from the worker, from the owner, the owner gives you a salary. So then you have no right, really. Then what are you doing? You're getting paid by the hour. So you have to minimize the bittel as much as possible. You're allowed to daven. Every worker knows that Jews daven. So you have to take into that account. They're working from 7 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. They're gonna daven. Since they're gonna daven, but they can't sit and daven like a Yom Kippur for 2 hours. They gotta move it. So therefore, they daven in the bridge Shmoneh Esrei. Kan, but there are some workers, but they don't get a salary. All they get is food. They're very poor. The worker says, you come by me, the owner says, you come to me, I'll give you 3 meals a day. It's better than nothing. Right? It's better than nothing. Right? We're getting food, it's better than not getting food, right? So at least I'll get that. So if it's such a case, that since they're not even really getting paid, all they're getting is food, that they can daven Shmoneh Esrei like a normal person. Right? Kan, ba'osin sudasan. All they're getting is the suda. V'atani, we learned that. Paulim, shayosim, malacha, eitzel balabayis. If they're working by a guy, so kara kriyashma, umisfalin, they daven rochlin, piton, evain, revarchin, lefoneha, they can't even make a bracha beforehand. It's only a whole discussion, why not? It's only the rabban on the bracha beforehand, umisfalin, amulvarchin, acharev, shtayim. Not only that, they only can bench in a bridge benching. They're going to bench in a bridge benching. They're only going to say two brachas. Ketad, bracha rishona, kitzikuna. The first bracha, normal, right? B'shniya, the second bracha, paseach bebirchas ha'aretz. They start off with no delacha. Ukolin bona Yerushalayim bebirchas ha'aretz. And they include bona Yerushalayim in birchas ha'aretz. So every second here is counted. Every second counted, right? Look at the bottom toes of us. Look at the bottom toes of us. Isn't it a doraisa at a bench? How can the chacham come along and say, okay, so you can do a half a benching? Look at toes on the bottom. What? Afagav demid doraisa haim. Even though it's a doraisa at a bench, yesh koach biyad chachamim la'akar dover min haTorah. The chacham have the right to stop you from doing something, Hoel v'terudim b'malachas balabayis, because they are busy with malachas balabayis. Everybody asks on this talk, wait a minute. The chacham have the right that you tell you to stop doing a mitzvah if it's shev al tase. Don't blow shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Don't do that. So I'll sit back and not do anything. Here, that's not like that at all. Here, they're telling me only bench half a benching. How the chacham have the right to do that? Yeah, what are we doing? That's what Mutzik said. You might say you're benching. Just, you're not saying full benching. The Tosus assumes every part of benching is Doraisa. We know that's not true. Right? Yoshua made up this, right? But, so, I think the question is, what's going on here? Can't even let the bench? Every second that Mamash, how long does it take to bench? Right, you can't even bench like a bench. Bench like a bench. Can't even do that, right? Right? So the Levush answer, two opposite answers. The Levush answers that they're not going to bench properly. Why are they not going to bench properly? Because the boss is standing on top of them. So they're not going to bench properly anyway. So anyway, it's not a normal benching. So if it's not a normal benching, it's at least a little bit with Kavana, a little bit like a normal person. A little bit. So I would rather have two not going to bench anyway, normal. The owner's on top of them with a whip. So they can't even bench. I mean, figuratively. Right? The owner's mom is on top of them, looking at his watch. What kind of benching is that? So the chacham, don't even bench. Don't bench the whole bench. At least the two brachas have a normal kavana. Normal. That's one answer. The second answer is the exact opposite. The second answer is the Tosfos Rosh says, because if they bench too long, the owner's going to say, listen, I gave you time to bench, but you went over time, so I'm not paying you. Right, so who wants all these fighting? It's a very similar answer, right?
How come benching the bridge benching is worse than Sheva Tasa? Sheva Tasa, you do nothing.
Right.
Then you're doing a little bit. How can a little bit be worse than nothing?
Because you're not doing the mitzvah. Imagine that. If they tell you, only blow shofar on Shabbos, only blow half the shofar. Only half.
Okay.
Because half is better than nothing. It's a good question. Right. I hear you. Right, right. Right, it's a different issue over there. So the Peshua says that I think the Levush is right. Why would we ever not do a mitzvah because of money? The Balabas is going to say, I'm not paying you now because you took too long. The Chum would make a gzera like that? I think the first answer is right. The answer is because they're not going to have Kavana. They're not going to have Kavana because they're afraid of the boss. So the Chacham said, you'd have a little kavana is better than zero kavana. That goes back to your point. So a little shofar is better than no shofar. It's a different concern. But so that's the question. I have to think about that question. All right. Anyway, when is all this true? That's Poseach Ba'osin B'Tzcharon. That's where they're getting a salary. Aval Osin Tzudasan. If all they're getting is a Suda, Shahaya Balabayis, Mezi Viman, or even the old boss is eating with them, right? Then Berchan and Kitzikun, that's bench normal. Okay. Next, Tanu Rabbanan. We had this Gemara already, so we're going to go through it very quickly. B'shivtecha uveisecha, right? It says he's sitting in your house. Pra'al osik b'mitzvah. That excluded is if you're doing a mitzvah. U'blechtecha b'derech, pra'al achasam. That excludes the chasam. Ikan amru, hakoni says a besula. If you marry a besula, pater, you pater from kriyishma, it's halmana chayiv. You marry halmana chayiv. My mashma, how do you get this din out of those words? So amru papa, ki derech, ma derech rishos. Just like a derech, you could go down that street, you could not go down that street. Afachanami rishos. So too, if you're busy with the rishos, you have to stop to say shema. If you're busy with a mitzvah, you don't have to stop. Who said that? Milo askina da ka'azel advar mitzvah. Maybe the derech means you're going to perform a mitzvah. Vafilu hachi amar rachmano likri. And the Torah said, nevertheless, you can read. You can recite Shema. Who said that? Who said that osik mitzvah is putter? In case, lehem akra balechas. It should say balechas. My balech techa. You're going. Shramina balichas derech didahu. You're going for your own purposes. Demechayeves. Then you're chayev in Shema. You have to stop what you're doing and say Shema. Ha, the mitzvah. But if you're going for Hashem, you're going for a mitzvah, then Petura, your pater. Ihachi, my area, Konis Abasula. Why are we mentioning a Basula? Afilu Konis as Almana Nami. It's also a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah to marry an Almana. It's not an Almana not. So the Gemara answers, Hacha Taru, the Hacha Lo Taru. Now, when it's a Basula, you're preoccupied. There are three reasons why you're preoccupied. When it's an Almana, none of those reasons apply. You know she's not a Basula. You know you're okay. And you know that you're not busy, you're not so nervous. You already had a wife once. It's not a problem. So imishum tirda. Wait a minute. If the reason is because you're preoccupied, then even if you lost money in the stock market, I can't say Krishma tonight. The market went down. Right? That's not no one saw a hetzer like that. Alam amar rav abi bar zavd amar rav avol chayv b'chol mitzvah mors patora. An avol's potter and a chayv in every mitzvah. He's very, very preoccupied, very distraught. Chutz mina tefillin, it's shari nemar behem peir. Shenemar peircha chovash alecha. Right? I saw one of the Rishonim ask, why did the Gemara just go straight to Avol? Well, if that's true, if the issue is that if the stock market went down, you should be potter. After all, you should be chayiv. After all, what about an Avol? So one thing the Gemara just says straight out, forget the stock market, forget the boat, just history. So how come an Avol's chayiv? Why do you need the other step for? You hear that question? What do you need that for? Just say it straight from novel. So if the issue is Torah, why is it novel chayiv? Okay. Amri, hasam tirda de rishus, hacha tirda de mitzvah. No. The stock market is a Torah of rishus. Here it's a Torah of a mitzvah. So you need two requirements in order to be part of a kriya shema. Number one, you're doing a mitzvah. And number two, you're preoccupied. Yeah. Right? Very good. Now that we talked about Rabbi Gamliel, now we're going to go off on a tangent and talk about other things that Rabbi Gamliel did that were not really the halacha, funny things that he did when one of his relatives passed away. What? Correct. So he's just preoccupied. And nevertheless, he's still chayiv. So the stock market went down, you're for sure chayiv. No difference. Rachat Laila Harishon, Shemesa Ishto. He washed, he took a bath, shower, the first night after his wife died. Now, it's a whole machlokas, when exactly he took, when was she buried, the simple pshat is that after the burial, on the first day, he did not take a shower. That night, really going into the second day, then he took a shower. Right? Can't pass it from this Gemara at all. Amru lo tamidav, l'maratenu rabbeinu, didn't you teach us, sha'avul asher l'rchotz? Almost not allowed to take a, almost not a wash. So, amal lahem, eini kishar b'nei adam, I'm not like anybody else. Istinis ani, I'm a very particular person. I never go a day without taking. I can't go to sleep at night. I can't wake up in the morning and not shower. I can't. I'm an istan. So what kind of heter is that? I can't eat. I can't go a week without pizza. I can't. What kind of heter is that? Right? What kind of heter is that? So Tosfos says that and we can do it inside. We have a few minutes. The ikka tsar. Loha yeroche. And I have tsar if I can't wash. I have tsar. The ena author lirchot pimei avelu el mishum tainig. The only reason why you're not allowed to wash is because of tainig. Tana. It's pleasurable. That's not why I washed. For me, washing is like medicine almost. Right? The gam lachuf rosho iisle arvuvia bereshe. Get some scabs in your head. So you're allowed to wash on your novel for that. That's not a pleasure. That's like medicine almost. Right? Shari, I feel tok shiva. The chayin hit the rabbi Shmuel, Yoledes, Avla, let's say a pregnant woman. or Joe Woman just had a baby, she's hitting Shiva. Lurchaj tok Shiva, Velurchaj Zami B'tisha B'av, even Tisha B'av also, Chayn Mash B'nai, B'tach Zuma, Mishi Yesu Chatim B'rosho, you have these scabs in your head, Tzach Kidarko B'yom HaKippurim B'ein HaChoshesh, Afa Gav Tatich HaKishti B'yom HaKippurim, even though it's anointing yourself is like drinking, it's all okay. Why? Because the only Isser was pleasurable Isser, not to wash yourself for need, right? Chayn Mash B'Rishalmi, Aval Asa B'rachitza Hadot Tatema B'rachitza Shal Tainik. Only time that you're not allowed to wash is for tainik. Avo bechitza she'ena shal tainik mutter. Kedah itmar mi she'eshol chatem b'roshe. So that's tells us a distinction. People that said shiva should ask a shayla, because I sat shiva and I didn't wash for 7 days. And this is like mamish no heter. So I don't know, maybe rub a different bottom hole differently. Take after 6 days, it's not a better of tainik. It's not a pleasure thing. It's, you know, you feel gross. But what could you do? Right, so what was the heter over there? A different world, I don't know. Okay. Next, Ukishemes Tevi Abdo. Servant died. Kiba Alav Tanchumin. He like sort of sat shiva. He let people come and console him. Armul Tamidov, Labatatan Rabbeinu, didn't we learn? Ein Makabel Tanchumin al Avadim? You don't accept, you don't sit shiva for an Eved? Amalahan, Ein Tevi Abdi Kishar Avadim. He's not like anybody else. Kasher, he was a Kasher Eved. He was a good guy. He was a real Tavachacham. I really loved him. So what kind of answer is that? You don't even teshiva for a non-relative. You don't teshiva for a non-relative. What is he doing? Not only is he not a relative, he's not even a Jew, he's an Eved. So two answers to that. Number one, he treated him like a Talmud. Yeah, the same Tevi. Yeah. He treated him like a Talmud. So a Talmud maybe is a different thing, like a Rav Talmud relationship might be like a father-son relationship. So for that he sat shiva. Or in a chanam, he didn't sit shiva. Not allowed to. The Me'iri said he was so distraught that he lost his Eved that people were coming to give him a pat on the back. Like consoling him. It wasn't a formal, you know, they didn't put a sign on the shul, he's sitting shiva, such and such a dress. It wasn't like that. But he was so distraught, he was so beside himself that people were coming to give him nechama. And somebody said, but we don't give nechama for an Eved. He said, listen, I'm very, very distraught. That's the second shot. Chassan, here's what you said, Marcel. In road to Likros, Krishma, Laila Rishona Kore. You want to, you could. Rib Shimon, local road to Likros Hashem Yidol. Not everybody can make himself do a big shot. Oh, I have to. I can't go one night without saying Krishma. In the meantime, you're fretting over your wife. Right? But you can't. So you have to know, Rib Shimon a little said, you want to, you can, no problem. If you're in that, if you're holding from that. My time with Rib Shimon, I'm Leo. Kassavar, how come he was able to take a shower the night his wife died? Aninas, Laila Durabanan. He held the whole machlokas what this line even means, right? Rashi says the first wide line, afal the last wide line, afal pisha haitza leil yom hamisa uksiv aninas doraisa. The aninas after that day is only the rabbanon, and therefore he was an istinus. So there was no gzira on istinus. Umachom istinus lo gazir rabbanon. Okay. Next, ukishemeis tevi avdo tana rabbanon. The Bryce says it like this: Avadim u'shvachos ain't om demalem b'shura. Avadim and avadim or shivches. There's no like, you know, at the cemetery they have a row and there's no shiva by avadim. Says Tosfos, Dilma last Tosfos on the page. Dilma asi la'asuke liyuchsim. Maybe you'll start to think that these people have yichus. Right? You'll start to think they have yichus. They'll do shiva. There's a shidduch. Start to get busy with all this. Says Tosfos, no, we don't want anyone. We don't want anyone to think that. There's no yichus. There's no yichus. There's no shiva. So how could Rabbi Gamliel do it? So two answers. One, he was tevi, right? Everybody knew he was tevi. The other answer is this line only applies to women. Only by shivchus there's no. What's the problem by a man? Mamanavshach. If he marries a Jew, the children are Jewish. If he marries a goy, the children are goyim. The only problem is by a shivcha. What is she? Maybe we'll think that her kids are. That's why it wasn't a problem with the Tev was a man. This law is only said by the women. By a woman is a problem. We're going to think her kids now, we're going to make a shit up with the kids. By a man, there's no issue.
Tevi's daughter, man.
What?
Tevi's daughter.
So who? Exactly, it's exactly the problem. For the daughter, it's a problem. Tevi himself was a man.
So recognizing him, he might recognize his daughter.
So that's only one step removed. You hear that? Okay. Next. Ain Omer Malem Birchas Avelim. You don't say the bracha of Avelim. So Rashi says it's a bracha that you say by the first Suda. In Tzuvos, it's a bracha like that. For Tanchumi Avelim, there's no Tanchumin, there's no Shiva, there's no Nechama. Maisa, or Maisa Shivchas of Shabi Elazar. There's what's a story like that, and here's the Shivcha. So Nechnasu Talmidim Lenachamo, the Talmidim came to pay Shiva call. Kivin Shirasa Osam, Olal Aliyah. So Rabbi Elazar saw this, he went to the other room. Va'alu Achrav, they went after him. Nechnasu Anpilion, he went to the other room, the bigger room. Nechnasu Achrav, he went away from them. They chased after him. Nechnasu Trachlin, he went to the big palace. Nechnasu Achrav, they chased after him. He said, Amr Lahem, Kimaduma Ani, Shata Nechnasu B'Pusharim. I thought you'd get a small hint. It means you get scalded with lukewarm water. I'll do a small thing to show you, what are you people doing? And you didn't get the hint. Achshav yetem dechav mafilu b'chame chamen. So when you get the hint with boiling hot water, I'm going to tell you straight out. Lo kach shenisi, didn't we learn? Avadim b'shvachos ein omnim aleim b'shura v'ein omnim aleim b'rachas aveilim v'lo tanchumi aveilim. Why do you keep following me around? There's no shiva by a shivcha. Ela ma omnim aleim. Rather, what should you say? This is a difficult line. Kishem sha'omrim lo la'adam al shor v'al chamor. Just like you say, when someone loses property, Hamakum Yimali Lacha Lachesronacha, Hashem should fill up what you lost. Hamakum Yimali Lachesronacha. So too, Hashem should say, Hashem should fill up your loss. A little harsh, but that's what Elazar said. So the question is, if Ben Yehuda asks, maybe they came to tell him that. Why do you have to keep shorting away? Maybe they came to tell him that. So Ben Yehuda answers to that. You don't leave the yeshiva. You don't take off a day of work to come to say that. You'll say it to him and you bump into him. You go chase him around. That you don't do that. So he realized, oh, they keep chasing me around. They didn't just come to tell me that. Obviously, they made like a formal shiva. So they're waiting for me to sit down. They're going to sit with me. I got to tell them, you don't do that. Exactly. Right. Tani Edach, Avadim Mushvachos, Ein Maspidin Osam. You don't make a hasty for such people. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Im Eved Kosher Hayu, if he's a kosher Eved, Omrim Lo, Hai Ish Tov V'Nemon. Right, he was an Ish Tov V'Nemon. V'Nenem Yigil, you should have enough from all his actions. Omrim Lo, Im Kein Manaha Nachas L'Kshirim. So what do you say to a regular Jew? What do you say about a regular Jew? Saying such a praise about an Eved. What do you say to a regular Jew? Okay. Tana Rabbanon. Ain, this is a very famous Gemara. So it's an interesting question. If a non-Jew and they ask you to speak right, right. So that's a good question. So the question you have to go back to: what's the reason why you can't do this for an Eved? Is it because they're not Jews, or is it because you're afraid of the Yichus problem? You're afraid, right? No one's going to make a shidduch with Wallenberg's kids. They're not Jewish, right? That's you have to go. What's the reason? Tosfos thought the reason was because it's a shidduch issue. I don't want anyone to think you can marry these people. We made a whole Leviah for him. Remember that? Everybody's going to know. And the daughters are on the market now. What do you mean? They're not Jews. They're Avadim. So that might happen. By a guy, that might not happen. Maybe it's a covered abrios, right? That's a good question. They have to ask a Shiloh when that comes up. The next Gemara is a very famous Gemara. I still, to this day, have not figured out what exactly it means. Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Korin Avos Elo L'Shlosha. There are only three Avos. Only three Avos. Okay, so what was that? The Ein Korin Imos Ella Arba. There are only four mothers. Right? Avos my time. Ela Bishop Delayadidit Imi Ruven Kasi Isid Ibi Shimon Kasinon. Maybe we don't know if we came from Ruven or we came from Shimon. So therefore I can't say my father is Shimon, because maybe I'm not from Shimon, but I could say my father Yitzhak and Yaakov and Avram, that I could say. Right? Ask the Slach. What about Kahanim and Levium? They know. What about them? They know. So you have to say, the Gemara here meant rove people. Rove Jews don't know. Funny answer. Funny question. Good answer. It's a very good question. They know they're from Aaron. They know they're from Levi. Why can't they say my father Levi? If you're one of the other 11, you don't know where you're from. So I can't say my father is Binyamin because I might not be from Binyamin. Exactly. We have no idea. But the Kahanim know. So the Kahanim could say then. So we're going to reject it anyway. But if that's true, nobody knows what mother they're from. Imahos nami lo yadinan. Nobody knows. Ime rachol kasir ibe leya kasinan. Unless Levi, and they're from Levi, right? Ella, the answer is no. Ad hacha chashivi. Only those three were chashiv. Tvei lo chashivi. The rest of them were not chashiv. You hear that? The rest of them were not chashiv. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it chashiv? So, two answers to that. What does it mean that the only three avos? What it means is, there's a concept called Maisa Avos Simon Levanim. Whatever happened to the avos is going to happen to Klai Yisrael. That only applies to the three of them. We don't say that by Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't say that by anybody else. That idea, whatever that idea means, Maisa Avos Simon Levanim. Right, I've had this tzaras with this guy, it happened again in history. Whatever that means, Maisa only applies to those three. That's one answer. Second answer is, maybe anybody else, it's a different category. One of them says that one of the Sefer Ben Yo says, Moshe Rabbeinu is called Rabbeinu. So not called Avinu, it's called Rabbeinu. So right away he's got his own title. Second of all, you can't compare someone who lived hundreds of years after, the 100 years later, can't compare them. The only person, it's only one person in history that there was a shaila should he be in the category of Avos. And that's Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik is a Shiloh. He's one of the Ushpizin. He's not the same level as the other 12 brothers. He's somewhere in between, but he's not an Av. Well, again, like I said, everybody knows this Gemara. Only three of us. Well, regarding what? What do we need to know? What are the only three of us? Maisa Avos Simon Levanim. All right. That's a very small payoff for a very, big Gemara here. Okay. I don't know.
For example, when we
daven, we can't go on Yisrael. Correct, because when we daven, right? Okay, I hear you. That's a good point. And what about Moshe Rabbeinu? So we don't daven to Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't daven to the Avos. We daven to the God of the Avos. Right? So they're in a special league. I hear. V'tanya idach, avad demushvachos ein karnosam abba ploni, abba ima plonis. But you don't give titles to avadim. Right? Abba was like a title. You don't do that. Shall bring him Lilhoy Koronos and Abba Ploni, Vim Plonis, Ira Gil did that? Yeah, Maisa Listar. You're telling me a contradictory halacha here? So the answer is Mishum de Chashivi, because they were Chashav. Okay. Omar Rabbi Lazar, my dichsiv, what does it mean when it says, Kena Varechacha Bechai, Beshimcha Esakapi, Kena Varechacha Bechai, Zukriashma, Beshimcha Esakapoi, Zutvila, Vimosa Kane, Alava Kasav Omer, Kimo, okay, now we're going to have a whole list going down to way tomorrow's daf, how different chachamim, different tanaim and amram would finish Shmon Esrei. They would end off Shmon Esrei with their own personal tefillah. Why would they do that? So the Tzlach gives a beautiful explanation. It says, the Gemara is going to say later, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, don't make tefillah a keva. Don't make it a burden. Don't make it something usual. Don't make it like routine. How do you not do that? How do you not do that? That's like one of the secrets of life. How do you make davening meaningful? They would add their own tefillah at the end. Give it a little personal touch. Give it a little. Every day they would do this. So we could run through it because most of them are tefillahs we never heard before. Here we go. There's some we know. Some we're going to say, we're going to pick one and say it every day. Elokai Netzar is going to be tomorrow. Why Elokai Netzar is picked? I did not see. I think I know why. We'll see you tomorrow. But here we go. Rabbi Lazar Basad Tzayim Tzuluza. After you finish davening, Ami, he would say, Hachi, Yiru Talmud Fanach Hashem Elokeinu Shetashachet Bipurenu, that you should give my lottery, Purim, Purenu, my lottery. You should rest my lottery, Abba, V'achva, Shalom, V'reyos, V'tarba Govulenu, V'talmudena, V'tatsiach, Sofenu Acharit. I should only have good things. V'tikva, V'tasim, Chalkeinu, B'gan Eden, V'tiknenu, B'cheretu, V'yeitetu, V'olmecha, V'nashchim v'nimta yachal levavendu liyeres shimcha v'tova l'fan of koros nafshenu l'tova. Nice, beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan bar Tzadok time to the Amahachi. Yeretal mufanecha Hashem alakenu shatatet bivishtenu. You should cut down any busha. V'tavet birasenu. Kick all the bad. V'tisabesh rachamecha. Clothe yourself in rachamim. It's all clothing. V'tischase buzecha. And clothe yourself in oaths. V'tisate, right, wrap yourself v'chasidecha. V'tisazer, gird yourself v'chaninecha. V'tavol afan of midas tova v'vazecha. And give me all the goodness and all the humility. Reb Zeir Rabbasa Tzayim Tzuta Amar Hachi. Yeretal v'nacha Hashem alakenu. Shalo nechta, I shouldn't sin. V'lo neva, I shouldn't be embarrassed. V'lo nikolim, I shouldn't be embarrassed. V'yav osenu for my fathers. Reb Yechia Basa Donatzei Amar Hachi. Yeretal v'nacha Hashem alakenu. Shetarascha amunasenu. V'al yedave libenu. V'al yechashchu enenu. Good, very good. It's right. I shouldn't be afraid for my heart, and I shouldn't stray. Rav, Basa Ditzlusa Amrahachi, Rav, when he finished davening, said the following, Yiritzamu Fanacha Hashem Elokeinu. We all know this because we say it every Rosh Chodesh benching. Shatite Lanu Chaim Bruchim, Chaim Shal Shal, Chaim Shal Tova, Chaim Shal Rav, Chaim Shal Parnasa, Chaim Shal Chil Tatzamos, Chaim Sheish Ben Yiris Shem Yiris Chet, Chaim Ben Bushu Uchlima, Chaim Shal Osho Vachavod, Chaim Shal Tehevon Abbas Torah Yiris Shemayim, Chaim Shal Yimali Bono, it's called Mashal Zabin Lutova. How can we say Yiris Shemayim twice? So, Chavi's father told me this before last Shabbat. She said, because once you say that you want Osher and Kavod, you need Yerushalayim again. Right? Once you're diving for that, then you need Yerushalayim again. Okay. We'll stop right here. There's a lot to say on this one. So we incorporated this into Rosh Chodesh benching. This is our Rosh Chodesh benching. If you have a look at a sitter, in the sitter it says in a sitter, the exact same tefillah, the only thing that was added was two words were added, and they are Shetachadish Lenu Zachodesh Hazel Tova. This should be a good Chodesh. That was added. He said it every day. We add that once a month. Then at the end, it says Livena Latova Amen Tela. Many Siddurim have, every Siddur has. Tfilas Rav, art school says, Tfilas Rav Mesechtas Brachas Tezayim. Many have, says, Beschus Tfilas Rav. Beschus Tfilas Rav. So first of all, people think it's talking about the rabbi of the shul. So it's tefillas rav, because tefillas rabim. Archa Shulchan says, if it were up to me, I'd get rid of this tefillah. How could you daven for personal things on a Shabbos? You're not allowed to daven for personal things on a Shabbos. So you have it benching, there's a reference to a parnasa. Okay, it's part of the davening. Would you come off saying personal tefillas on Shabbos? We don't do that. Especially not gashmi sticker ones. Maybe ruchni sticker things on Shabbos is allowed.
Maybe it doesn't mean that this is a personal tefillah for the follow.
But what do you mean? The whole thing's written in for you. I should have. Right? What? Titein Loni, you should give us. It's plural. Even plural. So you don't have any personal things. So one answer was, that's why you say B'tzchus Tfilas Rav. It's for the B'tzchus of Rav. That's a funny thing to say. B'tzchus of Rav, the Amora who wrote this Tfilah. What do you mean B'tzchus? We don't have it in B'tzchus of other people. What does that mean? So the Minchas Lez has an unbelievable vart. He says, you're worried that you're saying a private tefillah on Shabbos, you're not supposed to do that? It's chus tefillah's rav, it's learning. Put in the Gemara. You hear that answer? It's learning. So when you mention rav, it's not that you're all these private needs on Shabbos, which is not permitted. You're learning Torah, you're learning Gemara. That you're allowed to do. And by the way, rav said that memory. You hear that? You don't like that answer? The answer is that the standard answer is once we make something part of davening, all right, so you can say it on Shabbos. It's not, you know, many times you have to say things on Shabbos. This issue comes up throughout davening. So many things, private, not private, personal, tefillahs. All right, so that's what the Minchas Lazer came up with. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.